This one is for my readers. Are you tired of endlessly searching for your next great read? Well, let me tell you about Book of the Month, where the thrill of discovery meets the joy of reading. Sounds fun, right? Okay, so what I adore about the Book of the Month is their meticulous curation process. With just a handful of carefully chosen titles each month, they've mastered the art of making your next read an easy decision. If you're tired of making decisions, let's make it easy. And let's not forget about the fun factor. Every aspect of their service is designed to celebrate the love of reading and make it even more enjoyable for members like us, down to the cute blue box the books are delivered in. Now let me tell you about the April pick. I've tapped into The Husband's a Novel by Holly Gramazio. And let me tell you, it's a pretty interesting read. It gets into the complexities of marriage and identity, and it's set against a backdrop of mystery and suspense. It has a pretty intriguing plot twist, and there's some character development that's pretty good too. So I think you might enjoy it. Pick it up if it interests you. And if you're ready to embark on your next literary journey, head over to bookofthemonth.com. And guess what? They're offering our listeners a special deal. You can use code PASTEL at checkout to get your first book for just $5 this month only. That's code PASTEL at bookofthemonth.com to get your first book for $5 with free shipping always. Come on, my readers. Don't miss out on the chance to discover your next favorite read with Book of the Month. Happy reading.
With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice, and MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about MyLifeInABook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code BRAVADO for 10% off today.
Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right, no fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your Spot Me limit by receiving boosts from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank, N.A. or Stride Bank, N.A. members FDIC. Spot me, eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
Ladies, let's talk real talk here. You probably have days when the PMS has you feeling like you could eat anything in sight. My goodness, the cravings and the general discomfort. Well, say goodbye to those days with Hormone Harmony from Happy Mammoth. Let's dive into why Hormone Harmony is not just another supplement, but a true game changer. First off, it's not just a trend, it's a phenomenon. Social media is buzzing with women singing praises about Hormone Harmony. In fact, a bottle flies off the shelves every 24 seconds. Can y'all believe that? Now let's talk about Happy Mammoth, the brilliant minds behind this wonderful product. They're all about making your life easier, and that means no compromises on quality. They've meticulously crafted Hormone Harmony using only science-backed ingredients proven to work wonders for women like us. But here's my favorite part. Hormone Harmony contains adaptogens, nature's little miracle workers. These herbal extracts help your body adapt to life stressors, especially those pesky hormonal changes that can throw us off balance. And here's the kicker. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. It's your secret weapon against those hormonal imbalances that can wreak havoc on your life. From hot flashes and night sweats to racing thoughts and low moods, Hormone Harmony has got your back. And yes, it even tackles the occasional bloat and that not tonight boo feeling. The real benefit here, the real win, feeling like yourself again. That's why countless women are raving about it in over 17,000 glowing reviews. We love a verified product, honey. Now here's your chance to experience the magic firsthand. For a limited time, you can get a fabulous 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BRAVADO at checkout. So what are you waiting for, homegirl? Say hello to balanced hormones and goodbye to those days of feeling like a roller coaster. Your journey to hormone harmony starts now. This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
A motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, if we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our goal is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome back, honey bunnies.
Hop on in. Hop on in.
What is that?
What's that? A new jingle I just made right now. Okay. We're going to call them honey bunnies and they can hop on in.
Okay. Hey, honey bunnies, hop on in.
How's it going?
It's going good. How was your weekend?
Shit. Lit.
The eventful weekend.
My weekend was lit.
Yeah. Mine too.
We were celebrating her birthday, Germany's birthday. And I mean, when I say celebrate, we put the cella in break. We put the cella in break because, baby, I just started recuperating today on Monday, and today's not Monday. Today's Tuesday.
Yeah.
And we started on
Thursday. Really? No. We started Wednesday night because we went and got a cocktail. We went to dinner.
Oh, girl. Wow. Yeah. We turned it up and out. We turned it up and we turned it out. We went out to eat. We stopped by our local bar, had cocktails.
We did.
Wow, girl. I had forgot about the Wednesday festivity. So yeah, we were going at it for almost a week.
Yeah, we turned it up. We turned it out. Thursday on my actual birthday, we went out.
We told them over on Patreon what we did.
But I didn't tell them here.
We're not giving them the full rundown. They can go over there.
Well, I had a good time. My God.
How does it feel to be 31? You didn't share that on
Patreon.
How do you feel?
I feel blessed. Blessings to Rich the Kid. Blessings to both of their families.
Rich the Kid's family.
I feel really good, you know. I think that turning 31, just the whole like a new age, you just have time to reflect and put into perspective how much is really going right. You know, because it's easy to be like, fuck, I don't have this, I don't have that, I'm not here, I'm not there. Mm-hmm. But celebrating with my friends and my family really helped me see like, man, I'm so blessed.
Yeah.
I'm blessed. I'm really blessed to have you as a bestie. She wasn't expecting.
I'm equally blessed.
No, seriously, because you know what? I was like, damn, this girl's been riding with me gang on road every single day.
You know the vibes.
You know the fuck going on. Not even like I'm tired or I got this to do. We was just at it every single day. I'm like, that's love.
Yeah, feet were to the pavement.
My feet are just now making a comeback, y'all. Because she had on heels.
Baby girl put on some heels a couple of days.
Every day, basically.
Oh, wow.
I had on heels on Thursday.
Look at those 31-year-old feet.
Okay, these feet are 31. She wore a mule on Thursday. She wore a heel on Friday. She wore a heel on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And on Sunday, I wore a little slide-in mule.
A modest little heel, yes. I did. So she did wear heels.
Yeah, so yeah, everybody who came out, all the homegirls who listened to the podcast, everybody who told me happy birthday on Instagram, you know, that's love, y'all. I appreciate y'all. So here we are doing this shit again.
New year, new tea.
Yeah, I'll be 32. Tomorrow. You know how I'll be ready to be like.
You'll be so ready to go to the next age.
Yeah, 32.
Because we're 32.
But yeah, so yeah, it was good. I had a great weekend. Now we're here doing this and this is great too.
Yes. And that's why we're tardy because, I mean, we just didn't have the bandwidth to record. I mean, when I say we were packed. And then we had to record for our patrons.
We did.
So we were late.
And it's okay. But it's okay. We're here. And this is going to be good, y'all. Don't worry.
We got y'all.
Just like.
Period.
Insecure. Can't wait for Insecure to come back.
Girl, you know what? I said I wanted to go back and watch season one of Insecure, season one and season two, because I feel like that's a mirror of my life.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
I was like, dang. Issa really gave me an image, a vision.
Yeah. I had a vision, the Masego.
Of what the fuck was going to happen.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, so I'll be going back, tuning in, gearing up for the 2020 season four.
Yeah, season four. Pardon me if I sound like trash to y'all. This is a
indicator of how the
indicator that it was turned up. So bear with me tonight.
Bear with. Please. We are bearing with.
Thank you. All right.
So new week, new tea.
Where we kiki with you and you kiki with we.
So this portion of our show is where we dish a little tea about, you know, things happening in pop culture, in the world, in the tops. News.
Yeah. So what's good?
Lori Harvey is back on the board, chopping board. You know, Lori, this little bitch, I'm starting to really wonder about her.
I think she's a little fast. I'm taking fast for 100.
No, I think she's a little foul because...
Foul and fast, the FF.
The Fast
remember,
and Furious.
Remember, it was like a little click. You remember, like, it don't matter. The famous F? That's what I pictured when I seen FF.
That used to be the symbol of my... I told you that was a symbol of my game. Fast. It stands for fashionable and sick trendsetters. Fashionable and sick trendsetters in our logo.
We didn't call it a logo.
Our icon, our symbol, our emblem.
Yeah.
Was the famous
thing.
Stars and stripes.
Yeah, that was
our thing. We were like fast and we were throwing up like a little F. And when that song came out, that was like fast like a NASCAR.
Fast like a NASCAR.
That was our theme music.
To be young in the 2000s.
Right. Fashionable and sick trendsetters. And my A name was Sick Trendsetter, and I spelled it S-I-Q.
Sick. It's already sick. It's already
I spelled it S-I-Q, Trendsetta, S-E-T-T-A.
We love to flip some shit. My AIM name was Lip Gloss Addict.
That's still your email,
hey,
girl.
Now why would you say that? That's just my shit for Apple, because I cannot change it. It's literally Lip Gloss with a zero.
Yeah.
A-D-D-I-K-T.
Why are we spelling shit like that?
Lip Gloss Addict.
When you sent me pictures, I'm like, Lip Gloss Addict.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, this is her.
My AIM name.
Her old school email. My old school email address used to be SaucyMama23 at Hotmail. SaucyMama23. Like, who did I think that I was?
I was Lip Gloss Addict at AOL.com. Hey, y'all.
Well, yeah. Now that you know a little bit about our past.
In our past lives.
We were talking about Lori. So,
Yeah.
A couple things about Mrs. Harvey. Mm. One, she got into an accident in Beverly Hills.
A real fender bender.
She hit a car.
Yeah.
Her car flipped. Thank God she's still alive. But the person who she hit, they were so kind to help her out of her car. And then she decided to try to escape.
Run off on the plug.
Like, hold on, sis. That's not cool.
I would have dragged her.
And that, I'm like, I'm questioning character.
Character. Yeah. Integrity is being questioned.
It's being questioned because at this point, the accident happened.
Yeah.
I saw you. You saw me. How dare you just try to run, hit and run. So she was arrested at the scene. She wasn't taken in, but she was issued a citation for a misdemeanor. Yeah. And she's going to have to appear in court.
This is true. And Lori, I don't know if y'all have seen, but supposedly Lori and Diddy are no longer an item.
Yeah, they're not following each other on Instagram anymore, so you know what that means.
They're no longer a pair.
That's usually an indicator of we're done.
But she's popping that pussy for Future. That's what this.
Well, you know she
saying.
Was already popping that pussy for Future before.
Yeah, I know. And then she ran back on it.
Listen,
the double back.
Listen.
And Future's sick.
Listen.
Future's a sick nigga. Like,
listen,
number
Future
one,
needs to be put into the past.
Listen, right.
He is a sick ass nigga. Like, I don't know. I don't care if he's giving these women gifts, APs. He's using APs as like a little stamp to show that you're a part of his gang, his woman
gang.
The
thing was annoying is like, Lori, you clearly see that he's still like engaging with Joy, whatever the
Joy
fuck.
And everybody else.
Right. But I'm like, he just threw her a birthday party
in
last
September.
Month.
Yeah.
2 months ago, like, sis, what?
Yeah.
No.
No.
And you got a bag already. Your dad is Steve Harvey, your stepfather. Like, what the fuck? I would not be dealing with
his
bag.
What does she
yet.
Do? What is her occupation? What does she do for a living? Do we know?
She's just
Is
like,
she an influencer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, kind of pretty, which girl is
I mean,
beautiful.
Great.
She's
gorgeous,
gorgeous.
But that's not what she does.
That is what she does on Instagram. She's an influencer.
Okay.
She uses her looks, her status
to
fucking
get a check?
Influence culture.
To get a check. Okay. Well, you know, Lori.
She's kind of like a Hilton. That's what she is. You know.
But then, you know, they had like clothing lines.
That
and
stuff happened after.
Okay.
Initially, when they became famous for being heirs to the Hilton heir. Or, you know, the Hilton shit. So, yeah. She's like a Paris Nikki Hilton. She's a Harvey.
Who's your favorite?
Who? Paris, duh.
Yeah, Nikki was a little.
Nikki was a little dry.
A little
I'm like,
sick.
Nikki, come on, perk up.
I'm like, not a fan of Nikki.
No, yeah, everybody loved Paris.
Man, those
Even
girls
though
were,
the stars are
those
crazy.
Girls were iconic during that time. Remember the Juicy Couture, the charm
Paris,
bracelets?
Paris came up with the selfie. She's the first person to selfie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you ever have the Juicy Couture charm bracelet and the necklace? And then you'll
of
get
course.
All the charms, the perfume, the
of
little
course.
Sweatsuits.
Paris
the
Hilton
bags.
Was my girl. I wore Paris Hilton perfume. The vibe. It smells good.
It does. I remember that. It
smells like a little cheap whore. A little cheap thought.
You get it at Macy's. You got
now
it at Macy's.
You get it at Target.
Okay, yeah.
It's transitioned, but whatever. It was still good.
Well, anyways, yeah. So, Lori, we want better for you, like Future.
Yeah.
I thought Diddy was sick, but Future?
Sicker. Sick nigga.
It's like,
sick nigga, bitch.
It's
nigga,
like
ho, nigga.
Messing with the fuckboy that we all know about. Like,
yeah.
Why?
And you know
Maybe
about him.
Maybe because she's young. How old is she? 22?
22.
She's probably just like, I mean, he's lit right now. Like, you know.
She probably said, so I'm in my bag and I'm in his too.
Two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is what it is. So, in other news. So, our girl Summer Walker, everybody's new favorite little sister. Summer Walker and London on a Track were together. Of course, we said this last week. Beautiful music is being made.
Beautiful.
Beautiful music. These people
beautiful
are gifted.
Beautiful claps.
Beautiful, okay. But supposedly they broke up, and then I see now he's surprising her at
he
her show.
He pulled the Offset.
Yeah.
The card to be an Offset vibe.
The fight for what you want. Fight for your lady. I'm like, hold on, get off the stage. So I don't know if they're together or not together. It's blurry.
It's blurry,
but
cloudy.
Summer confirmed that it was.
Meatballs.
Yeah. Summer confirmed that it was a done data 2 days ago. She basically did the sorry to this man. I don't know this.
Sorry
man.
To this man. Sorry said, to that man.
She just basically was saying she's such an alpha
this
female.
Year, what was she saying?
That she's such an alpha female that it's hard for her to be with like chauvinistic men because she has her own shit. She knows what she wants. And when she's vocal about it and expresses herself,
it's
it comes
much.
Off as disrespect. You know, they love to throw the disrespect out. And she's like, I'm better off like without the situation. Okay. But that man is beautiful deep down inside, is what she said.
Oh, I thought those were your words.
I'm no, like, no, no, no. Oh, he ain't my nigga. I don't know him like that.
I don't know that man.
I don't, sorry to this man.
You know, I guess we'll just have to see how it plays out. I wouldn't be surprised if they got back together, but also
yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised
it.
If it was a done data, because you know what? This year has revealed.
Release.
Niggas have been released.
Yeah.
Across the board.
Across.
I've been seeing a lot of these.
Tens across the board.
I've been seeing a lot of situations broken. Hey, mine included. I'm not preaching on nobody. I'm talking on nobody.
Yeah.
Mine too was broken. I too released.
She too released. Her hands were open.
Yeah.
She too let it
but
go.
But I've been seeing a lot of relationships ending. But remember when we came into this year, they said that this was the year of the woman.
Yeah.
A woman reclaiming her time and her power.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm seeing some correlation.
The divine feminine.
The divine feminine.
The
That's
divine
what it
feminine.
Was.
Yes.
The divine feminine.
The divine feminine.
We had the Me Too movement.
We've stepped in. We've stepped up.
We had the Me Too movement. We
yes.
had a lot of things ending. So, you know, healing to all of our sisters.
Yes.
Healing to your hearts.
Yes.
Sorry to those men and power to us women.
Yes. What's good?
Speaking of power to us women,
uh-huh.
another one of our sisters, Issa Rae.
Yes.
Recently announced that she has a record label in collaboration with Atlantic Records called Radio.
Cute. Cute. Such a cute spin on the word.
R-A-D-I-O.
Love it.
And I would say that this is on brand with Issa because she spoke about how like music is heavily tied into everything that she does. Like the music on Insecure Be Hidden.
It's a banger.
Guys, if you hear just quickly, I got a dog over the weekend.
She did.
That's another new find happening. And she doesn't know about my work schedule right now. So you may hear her. Okay. Now that that's been gotten out of the way. Yeah. So anyway, Issa, our lovely sister, we were talking about the music. The music on Insecure is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Black Lady Sketch Show, I tried.
I didn't even try. Once you told me it was a flop, I said not.
And I know it wasn't just a flop to me. I've been hearing other people say that it was a flop. I mean, it did get renewed for a second season, so great. You know, I'm rooting
Somebody
for everybody black. I'm
right.
for sure rooting for everybody black. However, I can't sit in front of my black ass in front of my TV and watch it.
Yeah.
But she's the radio record label is doing music for that. She has her first artist. What's the name of the artist?
Tamar,
she has her first single, Issa Rae, in the video. The video was directed by Ari Lennox and Lucky Day. Two faves.
Yeah.
Two fucking faves. All I know,
New single's called Kinda Love.
Issa, who definitely puts on for the culture, is looking like, you know, to find new artists, discover new artists, and give them a chance, give them opportunity. So I'm excited to see what comes from this. I got to listen to the single.
Same
from Tamar because I haven't listened yet.
I haven't either, but it sounded good on a little snippet I heard.
Okay, cool.
So
yeah, that's the tea.
That's that on that.
Yeah.
Do we usually do it in that order, or do we do our church announcement?
No, we do it like that.
Okay, all
that's
right.
That's what happens when we're late.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Yeah.
So, our tea this week.
Ratings and reviews.
Yes.
Ratings and reviews.
Yes, baby girls,
you all came through.
Dripping.
Yes.
Drip, okay?
You all came through. I don't know if we have to give you all the guilt trip in order for you to come through, but if that's what we have to do,
then
so
buckle
be
up.
It. How many do we have?
868 ratings and reviews.
Wow.
That means you guys came through with 18 ratings and reviews last week. We were at 850. Was it 850 or 850?
It
was 855.
852. It was 852.
It was 855.
852.
Because they only sent 4 or 5 reviews.
I thought it was at 849. Whatever.
Whatever.
You guys came through.
Yeah.
You all came through, and for that, we appreciate you for coming through.
Yeah.
So we have a goal to reach of 1,000 by the end of this year, which is rapidly approaching us. This year is about to be over. It's about to be 2020.
Yeah. Which means.
So how many more? What are we at? We're at.
We're at 868. We need 132 more ratings and reviews to make our goal of 1,000.
And I mean, we don't mind going over.
Hell no, we don't mind.
So if you're here and you've been listening and you like what you hear, you're feeling it, you're rocking with it.
Yeah.
Leave us a rating at the very least. But if you have some kind words you want to share, leave us a review. We're accepting them. We're appreciating
them. We're 5-star
chicks.
Germany
just read them and she was like, you know what? These reviews really just give me some motivation.
It does. No, seriously, because it's difficult to come on here every week. We tell y'all that all the time. We have to think about the fucking topics, talk about them amongst ourselves, prepare the shit. So when we see your kind words, it's like, wow, it affirms us.
It's worth it.
It's like they appreciate it. Yeah. It doesn't go in vain.
It's worth it. And we know that this is not for us.
It's really not. You know, yeah. We're just the vessels.
If it was, we would have stopped long.
So just do your part. That's all we're saying.
Yeah.
Asking.
And so we want to highlight our sister, a sister.
Yeah,
because
all
did her
are
part
sisters.
Because a lot of sisters did their part. Yes. But we want to highlight this one. This comes from Kisses from Lexi. She says, homegirl tuning in. I want to start off by saying how grateful I am to have found this podcast and these wonderful ladies, my new sisters. I've been listening to the podcast for some months now, and I'm still locked in. These ladies are truly amazing. I haven't found a podcast yet with hosts that are so real and raw about the issues that impact our world today. The ways that they tap into self-love and self-care, healing, relationships, and more has only aided in my own evolving. I can relate to many of the things you ladies talk about, and y'all have really taught me a lot, and I appreciate that. Recently, I've decided to really commit to myself and my happiness. With that being said, I feel called to send love and energy to encourage others to tap into healing themselves like you ladies do. Sending energy of abundance, peace, and love to you both, my sisters. Thank you for being you.
You're so
that was
welcome.
So sweet.
Thanks, Lexi. We appreciate you coming in into the mix, girl. Yeah. And doing what the fuck you had to do.
We really do. And we also see you ladies who come back 2 and 3 times and leave
Brenda.
Like, updated homegirl Brenda.
There's a lot of y'all who are doing it. I gotta keep tabs.
Yeah.
But we definitely appreciate that. That's love. Another way you can support our podcast and the work that we're doing here with the Black Girl Bravado is by joining us over on Patreon.
Patreon
is a platform that creatives are using to garner support. Monetary support from their community to basically bring you more of the content that you love, exclusive bonus material, shit that we can't always give you here. And those funds help go to helping us with the tours that we're planning.
Yeah.
We mentioned last week that we're preparing to throw another event in the spring. So all of that, it basically, this shit ain't free to run.
It's not.
Calling a spade a spade. You are just basically affirming us there and saying, I believe in what y'all are doing. So go over there. We recorded our mid-month check-in.
Yesterday. That episode came out today and we were really transparent.
We were about a lot of things that we
struggled
with.
We talked about breakups, embracing singleness, releasing, just like how we've been feeling going through like this current season and these major life changes, basically.
Yeah.
That's what we talked about.
Yeah. So
the girlfriends were feeling it.
If you love us here, you're gonna
love us
there.
You think you were your sisters here?
We're really your sisters. We're your blood sisters over there. Blood sisters over there. Yeah. So yeah, join us over there. Also, our secret Facebook group.
Before we move on, we want to shout out our two patrons.
Oh yeah, shout them out.
Homegirl Brenda.
Brenda, welcome to the tribe, girl. It's official now. You my cousin.
Period. And that's on period. And then baby girl Des.
Hey Des, welcome.
Thank
Love
you
so
both.
Much.
Thank you both so.
This is a call to action. The call
to
action. Your tithes are due. Your offering is due.
Last call for your tithes and offering.
Yeah.
Oh,
get
no,
over
no.
There.
We're not supposed to be singing that man.
Yeah. I don't know this man.
I don't
Sorry
know that,
to
man.
That man. But our secret Facebook group is getting more and more lit every day. There's over 700 people in there for you to connect with. If you want to basically collaborate, be in community with like-minded women. The podcast, the group is an extension of us here on the podcast.
Yeah.
So share your concerns, share what you're doing in the group and lean in and lean on. Your sister's there. That's my new thing.
Yeah, I
leaning
noticed.
In and leaning on.
That, yeah.
It's
double
a thing.
Double L.
Lola. Yeah.
Lowly.
Dead. So
Lowly.
You can
Lowly.
Get
Lilo. Lilo. Lean in and lean on.
Okay, Lilo.
Lilo, I love.
So we're Liloing, right? We're leaning in and
yes,
we're leaning on.
Really
so get on over there. The Black Girl Bravado Podcast Homegirl Hangout is there for you. Yeah. Join us.
So
what else?
Is
that it?
Yeah,
last week. Okay. So last week, y'all, It feels like it's been longer than a week. Yeah, it was episode 116, Do It For The Gram, Unwrapping Social Media Induced Anxiety. An affirmation was, in times of self-doubt, I remember that my life is unique, my journey is special, and I am enough. In last week's episode, we chatted about the negative impact social media has on our mental health and the ways in which it triggers our anxiety. So believe it or not, folks spend a weekly average of about 15 hours online. And while social media can be used as a great tool, there are some downsides when frequently engaging. So we shared our perspective on what it feels like to go through the posting process on social media, and you know, just that anxiety that comes with that whole thing. So if you too are struggling and you find that social media can be an evil place, listen to that episode and hopefully you find it helpful. You can use it as a tool.
I saw this article today that Paper posted saying that Instagram is going to be banning filters that look like plastic surgery.
Oh, but beautiful.
So because it's creating body dysmorphia, like we said in our episode.
Yeah.
And so what they said is the company behind Instagram's AR filters, Spark AR, has officially announced that they'll ban filters that resemble plastic surgery body modifications for ethical reasons because they care about people's well-being. So they'll be removing all the effects associated with plastic surgery from the effect gallery and postponing approval, because, you know, people can create their own filters.
It's in demand.
Postponing approval of any new plastic surgery filters and continuing to hunt down and weed out any other dysmorphic filters.
Good. When is that going into effect?
I don't know. So, if your favorite filter is snatched, this is why. This is why they're taking it away.
That's good. We need to create a little more healthy wholeness on social media because it's clearly not going anywhere. So we have to learn how to live alongside it.
Yeah.
Because it's dragging people.
For real.
It be dragging me, y'all.
Same.
I too am dragged.
Equally.
So, yeah, that was last week, but this week.
Okay. So this week, wow. As soon as we get here, I'm like, okay, now we're down to the real nitty-grit.
Yeah.
So today we're going to be talking about a topic, psychological topic.
Yeah.
You know, we like to focus on mental health and wellness
here. We do.
We do.
It's what we do.
And so, this topic is something that came across in a little Psychology Today article. And it's called learned helplessness. Learned helplessness. So if you don't know what learned helplessness is, let's just start there.
Yeah.
According to the American Psychological Association, learned helplessness occurs when someone repeatedly faces uncontrollable, stressful situations, then does not exercise control when it becomes available.
Yeah. Yeah. So
serious business this, here.
Yeah, we're really getting down to the nitty-gritty.
Like if you feel like you're debilitated and it's like.
And if you feel like you're triggered, stay a while. You know, we like to drag with love. We're not exempt. Some of the topics I'm like, hey, that's me.
Yeah.
Hey, that's me. So if this is you, it's okay. We're here. We're all here together.
We're here to
right?
provide tools for your toolkit.
Yeah, that's it. So
Homegirl Depot.
Yeah. So people who are experiencing this or suffering with learned helplessness have learned that they are helpless. And basically in a situation, they can no longer try to change it, even when change is possible.
Yeah.
Like you were mentioning. So we'll get into some examples.
Yeah. So learned helplessness can keep people in bad relationships. Poor careers, like if you notice you're at a job and all you do is complain but never make any moves to leave. If you have bad health, you know,
diet choices, all type of
dietary choices. And then there's ways to escape these situations, right? Like there's ways to escape the bad job, there's ways to escape the relationship, there's ways to make modifications so that you can improve your health. But when you're experiencing learned helplessness, you don't.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Even if there's like a clear crystal cut option, like do this. It's like, for instance, cigarettes. Stop smoking cigarettes. You know?
Yeah. Even if you know that there's a patch available, there's tactics and tools available, but you won't.
Yeah. But we want to note that with learned helplessness, it's more likely to occur in people, or it's more common for people who've experienced like trauma in their lives, or if they had a rocky upbringing, maybe you were neglected as a child, you didn't have like a reliable caregiver there for you. So you had a lot of unmet needs, which caused you to learn helplessness.
Yeah.
Or sometimes, like, if you're in an abusive relationship or with where there's, like, domestic violence or maybe even just emotional abuse, mm-hmm. mental abuse, mm-hmm. then you may be more susceptible to this too.
Yeah. So just a little background on this whole concept of learned helplessness. It was accidentally discovered by two psychologists, Martin, is it Seligman? Seligman?
Seligman.
And Stephen F. Mayer. So initially they observed this helpless behavior in dogs that were classically conditioned to expect an electric shock after hearing a certain tone.
This was a sick experience.
It's
so unethical.
My heart rang.
And when I was reading about it, they were like, you know, this occurred back in 1960.
Yeah, when
and
there's like no laws and shit. It's basically animal cruelty.
It is animal cruelty.
So basically the dogs will hear a certain tone, and then it's like if something goes ding, they know like, oh, a shock is coming.
I'm about to get hit.
So later the dogs were placed in a shuttle box that contained two chambers that was basically just separated by a low barrier. So something that they could easily jump over and get to the other side.
Yeah.
So the floor was electrified on one side and not on the other. And the dogs previously subjected to the classical conditioned or hearing that tone, they didn't make any attempts to escape. Even though avoiding the shock was just a matter of jumping over a little small barrier. It's like you're already mentally conditioned to be trapped. You know, that's really the...
Yeah, so what that would look like in jail. Humans, what that would look like in humans is like, you already know, like, you're already expecting the worst, right?
Yeah.
So you're like, I'm just never going to be successful. Yeah. This is just my life. Mm-hmm. So when an opportunity is presented to you to be successful, mm-hmm. you know, like, for instance, I'm at this job. I don't like this job. I complain all the time. All my friends know I don't like this job. One of my friends that I complained to says, hey, girl, we have an opening at my job. Apply.
Yeah. And then you
and
don't.
I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you don't apply.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just accept that you're going to be at the job that you hate so much.
Yep.
So these dogs were helpless. But yeah, they were shocking these dogs, and they were just sitting there taking it.
Of the dogs. I don't like it.
So that's how they discovered learned helplessness. And so they were doing a lot of these studies with different animals. They did it with rats. Then they noticed us humans. We too were affected.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they started expanding their studies to figure out like why are humans experiencing this as well, and what can we do to fix it and all this other shit. So
yeah,
let's continue talking about what learned helplessness looks like.
Uh-huh.
In us. So learned helplessness typically manifests as lack of self-esteem.
Yeah,
which is understandable, because if you're already expecting the worst and you feel like you got dealt a bad hand of cards,
yeah, you're already at the bottom.
Yeah,
at the floor. There is no self-esteem.
The bar on the floor.
Yeah. Also, kind of like what you mentioned about the job, it manifests as low motivation and persistence. So an example that we've kind of looked at and found is that if you consistently failed at losing weight through diets and exercise routines, you'll probably begin it. You'll just never lose weight no matter what you do. Therefore, you just succumb to like,
I'm gonna be like this.
This is what it is. I don't care. We naturally big boned. You know, it turns into all these other excuses, as opposed to just sticking with something or finding methods that work for you.
That does work.
Yes. And sticking with those things and having the motivation to persevere and push past that uncomfortable state of like, hey, it wasn't working at one point, but maybe this will work.
Right.
And trying to find something that works.
Right. It's like I tried keto and that didn't work for me.
So that's it. Yeah.
And also another example is like for kids, and I feel like I could kind of relate to this. Like if a child studies really, really hard for like a test or a subject and then they fail.
Yeah.
Then they just like start to believe like I just suck.
I
feel like that with math, bitch. That is not my strong
suit. Same. I feel like my sister could definitely identify with that. Like that would resonate with her, because I've said this on this show. She tells you in person.
Yeah.
She's not a scholar at all. She's not like built like that. She's more creative, entrepreneurial. And this, I could totally see how this would make her feel like if she studied really hard for something and it still didn't work, it's like, well, what the fuck? I'm not a good student.
That's why you say I'm not a scholar.
That's why we say I'm not good at math.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what I just am not.
I'm not good at it.
Outside of, instead of just like studying, learning to get good at math. Right. It might not be your favorite, but you can still do it.
You might have to work harder. Like, you might have to study 10 hours versus Becky that studied two.
Yeah.
You know, you may really have to implement some other shit to make it stick for you.
Yeah.
And the thing that's kind of tricky is because I'll say, like, for me with math, I could study for other subjects, like, for way less in Excel.
Yeah, same.
But with the math.
She really has to put in effort.
And that was really, you know, that really affected me because I was I was a biology major.
You're talking to yourself right now.
Mirror. And I'm like,
I could not get past that
hell
chemistry.
No.
That chemistry is really built on math. If you know, if no one knows, because there are biology subjects that I took, like,
that's just
eco, like we talk about ecosystems and preservation and things like that, that are textbook. And it makes sense because it's not math. Chemistry is math, my nigga. And I was like, yeah, this isn't my profession because she can't do math.
Right.
She hates math. So yeah,
girl, but it was hard. Like, I had to make an option available for change.
Yeah. I was depressed.
I had to make a decision. Like, I can't keep sitting in these science classes.
In these labs.
And
I can't keep taking the same class over and over. Because I had taken that chemistry 108 a couple times.
That chemistry, and like my classmates were just picking up on it so well. And I'm like,
you don't get this? I'm like, no. She doesn't. She doesn't.
I was Lilo-ing.
You were leaning
on my
in
lab
and
partner.
On? Same.
For sure. I'm like, bitch, I'm glad
I started Lilo-ing on the teacher. I'm like, once you know, when you send a bunch of emails, like, I don't get it. They're a little more lenient. Like,
yeah.
I don't understand.
But at some point, it's like, okay, then bitch,
this ain't for you.
This ain't for you.
And that's when I made my decision. This is not for me.
Yeah.
Once depression set in, I'm like, I can't be depressed going to school every day.
Yeah.
Trying to manage this. It's not for me.
Coupled with those lab classes just being hard to work into your schedule. It was just a lot.
That's why I told my mom, I'm a student of the arts. I told her, I said, I'm switching this. She's not a student of the math and sciences. She's a student of the arts.
My goodness.
Okay, back on road.
Okay, so another way that learned helplessness typically manifests is, like we said, the conviction that you're going to be unsuccessful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I see this a lot with our women, with our sisters, with our ladies. And we're just going to bring in relationships because that's what we love to talk about.
We do.
So we are in these relationships, maybe a couple, and they fail, right? So we just start to adopt the mentality that I'm just not good. I'm not meant for relationships. Like, I don't do well in relationships.
Yeah.
I'm a situationship type mommy.
Yeah.
You know?
Come on.
Like,
Come on with it.
Stop. Whenever you say come on, you make me feel like I gotta put on my voice.
Put on your voice. Yeah.
No, but we just be like, you know, I'm just a situationship type mommy.
Which kind of still goes back to that self-esteem, self-worth thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know what? And maybe situationships are your thing. Maybe they're your jam.
There are some
people.
It
usually comes from.
It stemmed from someplace.
Something.
Though.
Some sort of trauma. Maybe it was like the nigga was dogging you out. You didn't expect. That kind of shit is traumatic. Completely
Especially
invested.
Especially if you've completely given yourself at some point.
Yeah, you're completely invested.
And then
invested.
That failed. That essentially failed.
It's like,
I can understand why.
You're guarded.
It's like, okay, I'm just doing the situationships because I'm not going to give of myself.
And because you want to be in control.
Yes.
You've already felt like
it is a control tactic for sure.
It's a control tactic.
Because
so,
it's like, I'm not expecting nothing from you. You're not expecting nothing from me. So should this go to the left, there's no T.
And I'm guarded. I protect myself that way.
Yeah.
You know, it's no big deal, like you said. Another way that this manifests is failure to ask for help.
You're
content, or you've accepted the fact that, hey, I'm not going to get help. Sometimes that happens.
Yeah.
I see this in my ladies who are... I'm just saying women, sometimes it's hard for us to ask for help, right? For whatever reason, it's not available. We don't get it. We're not getting the support that we might need or deserve.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just get complacent. We're like, I'm not asking for help. I'm just going to do it all by myself.
Right. The independent woman who don't.
The independent woman. Yeah. That vibe.
Yeah.
Even if you're in partnership with a nigga.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying?
And it's now, like, you're speaking.
And now you should be telling me, come on.
Come on. Come on.
No, you know, no, like if you're real. You're in partnership with somebody who doesn't show up or doesn't extend themselves or allow for you to do whatever it is that you want to do or be flexible, you've gotten conditioned to not receive help.
Right.
So then you know what you do?
You don't ask for help.
You don't say, hey, I need to do this. I need to lean in and lean on you.
Lean low. Nigga.
You don't. I can't lean low because you don't allow me to.
Yeah.
You don't allow me to have help.
Yeah.
You know? And that could be at work, even if it's not relational. That could be with your friendships, relationships that aren't platonic. You can't say, hey, I need you to help me with this because you're used to not getting it. So you are already conditioned yourself that I'm not going to get
it. I got to take care of all this by myself and nobody's going to come through.
And then it's woe is me.
Yeah.
And then you start playing your small violin.
Period.
Right? I mean, it's all of that. And I've seen that. So, I mean, I've been there too. Not feeling like I could ask for help. So then I don't ask for help.
Yeah, for sure.
So there, a little bit of this is in me as well.
For sure. Self-awareness.
Yeah, it's key.
Lastly, and it can manifest in other ways, but the last one we're going to touch on, learned helplessness can manifest as procrastination. Mm-hmm. Dragging your feet because, of course, like lack of motivation, drive, persistence, you're going to be procrastinating. It's like, why even? Why even get started on something where I'm going to be disappointed, you know?
Yeah.
So let's just put it off. Let's just put it off. And because of all of these ways that learned helplessness manifest and the feelings that it causes, it can lead to stress and depression. Mm. For some people, it's even linked with post-traumatic stress disorder because, like we said, a lot of people that experience learned helplessness have some sort of trauma in their upbringing or, you know, relationships. And then I was reading this article. Mm-hmm. Very well mined. Good source. It's like a Psychology Today type vibe.
Love.
But they said that when you experience chronic anxiety, you may eventually give up on finding relief because your anxious feelings seem unavoidable and untreatable. Mm. I mean, because of this, people who are experiencing mental health issues such as anxiety or depression may refuse medication or therapy that may help relieve their symptoms.
Yeah.
You know? And that kind of reminded me of what you said a couple weeks ago when we were talking about with Nedra, and you were like how you're so fearful and sometimes your anxiety gets the best of you, but you're apprehensive to go to therapy because you're afraid of what may be revealed.
Yeah.
And it's like,
this is true.
You got to go.
I'm pretty fair. I'm like, no. You know, we had this also on the sidebar, just talking. We were talking about shrooms. Remember?
We watched a little documentary on it when we were in Tulum.
In the Mind. It was called In the Mind. And then they talked about all these neurological shit, whatever. Yeah. Anxiety, fear, all type of shit, meditation. But they were talking about how psychotropic drugs can be used to like open up your mind.
Yeah, if you do it in microdoses.
Yeah, and they were talking about shrooms, basically hallucinogens. And I'm like, yo, I don't even want to open my mind up like that. What the fuck is in there? I'm like, stay in there. Keep that door closed, bitch. We're good. Because I feel good. And I'm like, I don't want no sick shit to be exposed.
I know.
And then I'm battling. And then she's battling, you know, like what?
And then I can't unsee the things.
And then she can't unsee.
Yeah.
And that part scares me.
But, you know, I don't think therapy will be like a shroom, psychedelic the shroom experience, you know? Those are two very different things. Two very different things.
Yeah, she doesn't want
two
the shroom.
Two very
shrooms.
Different things.
She's down for something else, but not the shroom.
I don't think that therapy will have that effect, but I'm like, this is true. Like, you know, like a lot of us feel feelings, like me too, like
feelings,
a lot of so us feel deep. Feelings and we say like we don't go to therapy because like there's a stigma, but now the stigma has basically been removed.
Yeah,
has
been eradicated
removed. And I think we don't go because we don't want to really get the real help.
We don't want to deal with our shit,
and you know, we'll just be like, this is just me, this is just who I am. Yeah. You know, and so I'm cool with it. This is who I've been for 30 years, 20 years, 24 years, however many years, 50 years. So I mean, why do anything
it's
about
a little
it now?
Scary.
But when we have this knowledge, this information, and we're empowering each other,
anything is possible.
Anything.
And then we're on our way up.
Period.
We're on our way up.
So let's talk about methods for unlearning.
Let's get it.
The learned helplessness.
All right.
So first method.
First off, this beat bang.
You have to change your explanatory style. Yeah. So if you're wondering what your explanatory style is, because I was too, let us tell you. So overcoming learned helplessness comes down to differences in optimism versus pessimism.
Are you a
half full, glass half full, or glass half empty?
Or are you a pessimistic Patty or a hopeful hoe?
Shit.
shit.
An optimistico.
I couldn't come up with anything. No, use something with an H. Pessimistic Patty. Or Optimistic Oprah. See?
There's not a lot of O names, huh? Optimistic Olivia.
Why not Oprah? She's pretty optimistic. Yeah, she is.
Okay, yeah. So that's what your explanatory style in overcoming learned helplessness comes down to if you're pessimistic or optimistic.
Yes.
So many researchers believe that explanatory styles play a role in determining how people are impacted by learned helplessness. Mm-hmm. So basically what your explanatory style is how you explain, your style of explaining.
Yes.
Events that help determine events that happen in your life, basically,
yeah,
right?
How do you
tell your story, yeah, right? Like if something happens to me, am I like, this happened to me, like, you know, and this always happens, bad things always happen to me, or is it like, this was a one-off, you know?
Yeah.
It was a bad day.
Yeah.
This just happened to happen. I know that it's not going to be my end-all, be-all.
Yeah.
But this is just what happened. That's the difference between having an optimistic and a pessimistic explanatory style. And if you notice that you're always explaining things or telling your story, whether it's like things that happen throughout your day, things that have happened in your life, that can be a clear indicator of like, hey,
yeah, those
do
people
have a little bit
who
of
have
helplessness.
That, yeah, those people who have that pessimistic explanatory style are usually associated with having a greater likelihood of experiencing that learned helplessness.
Yeah.
And people with that type of style tend to view negative events as being inescapable and unavoidable. And they also take personal responsibility for negative events.
Yeah, like it's all my fault. Everything went bad and it's my fault.
Yeah. I hate when
you're okay with putting it off on you. I'd be like, don't put it off on me. That wasn't me.
Uh-uh, me too. I'm like, no,
that
was
not
you.
Not me.
Yeah, I don't
you
care
know how
who
people
was.
Will be like, oh, I'll take the blame. It was me. It's fine. Yes. It's okay. And you know what? You don't have to do that.
Yeah.
And I understand if you're battling, you probably feel like you can't help it. I was about to say you can't help it, but you
can. I know somebody who used to explain shit and do the pessimistic, but then try to come right after and be like, but I'm getting it done. I'm like, nigga, are you the hero? I'm like, nigga, are you the hero? Like, did you say all that so that you come out like on top? Like, okay, you know who I'm talking about. Like, I was riding in the car and then this happened and then that happened, but like, God is good. I'm persevering. I'm like, huh? Why you explain the day like that, my nigga? Like,
I feel like my grandma does the
you know how they do.
My grandma's explanatory style is pessimistic, but then she
covers it with religion.
God.
Yeah,
that's
with religion.
What they do.
It's coupled with religion.
God, but he's still on the throne.
But I ain't about to complain because God makes a way. I'm like, but you
or
just
she'll
complain.
She'll go through and complain and do all that. And then she'll be like, but don't worry about me.
Yeah, no. Now I'm worried.
I did it before. And I'm like, grandma.
Yeah. So sis. Another method, same, is cognitive behavior therapy. So the goal of cognitive behavior therapy is to help patients identify negative thought patterns that contribute to feelings of learned helplessness and then replace those thoughts with more optimistic and rational thoughts, right? So this is a very self-aware process.
Yeah.
And being very, very mindful of what the fuck is going on the inside.
Yeah.
So this process often involves carefully analyzing what you're thinking, actively changing these ideas, and then disputing negative thought patterns. It's like a fucking trifold. You really got to be tapped in.
Sometimes, and that's why this is done with the professional.
With a professional.
Sometimes the learned helplessness is so deeply rooted that you can't work through it by yourself.
Yeah, you can't.
You need some assistance. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we have our professionals that can assist us.
Yeah.
And the CBT.
The parenting.
Not CBD, but CBT.
That's like parenting your inner child.
Period.
That's really what that is. You know, parenting that person who might be broken, who was exposed to shit that they probably
trauma.
Weren't supposed to be exposed to.
Yeah.
Who your parents didn't know how to parent.
Right.
Tapping into that person and then being that person that they needed then.
Period. Yes.
You're there
present.
For yourself. Exactly. Yes. Being gentle on yourself.
That's the pulling the tool out the toolkit vibe.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I got something to fix it.
I got you, baby girl.
Right. Another method is awareness.
Yeah, just overall awareness, general awareness.
Right. So like we said, because learned helplessness can result from a situation where you were put in an inevitable emotional or physical harm, like no matter how big or small, this means like, yes, it happened because initially it was inevitable.
Yeah.
You know, like that's how it started. it's continuing on because you think you're always going to, it's all, the situations are always inevitable. Mm-hmm. But anyway.
Back on road.
So because learned helplessness can result from that, no matter how large or small, it can sometimes be difficult to discover where the issues are stemming from.
Yeah.
So we're going to use this tool called awareness.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to reflect.
Yes.
On things that happened to you during your childhood or your formative years. That's why we love to do the journal prompts.
Yes.
And we love to meditate because that, and also have conversations because that's like where the reflection comes from.
Yeah. Yeah. And is where you gain those tools to reparent.
Yeah.
This is, again, that reparenting work. Another thing that you can be doing while you're tapping into your awareness is engaging with your elders, people who might be able to offer insight or perspective on what your childhood was like. Maybe you have some sort of, I don't even want to say distorted, but your view is your view. And maybe somebody else can say, you know what? This did happen to you.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we block stuff out of our memory. Sometimes we don't want to deal with our trauma.
Yeah.
That it's like, I thought that happened, but I buried it deep down away so that I wouldn't have to deal with
it. What's that thing where like you think you see something that's not true or didn't happen? Like,
I don't know.
Oh, man.
Like when I thought I almost was eaten by a shark.
Germany, that is so sick.
That was a real, real story. And I lived with that story for a long time. And I would tell people my cousin came and saved me. And I think it might have been a dream. But either way,
man,
we come up. You know, we the shit that happened to us.
Some sort of like.
She's Googling. She's doing her Googles. But I just think it's so funny how, although we're living our story, it's so different from what really happened.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
The shit that happened to me last year, the way I'm remembering it or the way I remember it, it could be totally different. We piece together and we pull together and we make of our story what we want to remember of it. So there could be some shit that you are completely suppressing, not wanting to deal with, not wanting to engage with. But maybe there's elders and people you trust that you can Lilo with.
Yeah.
And say, hey, do you remember what happened to me? I have this idea that maybe like my dad did this to my mom or I seen this. Did that happen? And then they can say, yeah, or no, nah. Like when my grandma stabbed my momo, that happened. She really did stab my momo. My grandma went to jail.
God.
Shit.
Girl,
now
I
y'all know my
grandma,
life is crazy.
No. Because I was always, because the thing is, because my grandma does, now we on grandma.
Yeah.
Thank God crazy. They don't listen to this.
Right. My grandma be my like, grandma you told does, them that I stabbed a friend.
Because
see?
My grandma does do the fabrication. That's
yeah.
just her vibe.
Yeah.
That's her vibe. She was like, remember when you were walking with me to work and then I had to beat that woman down in the middle of the street and
grandma.
you stood over her and said, you better check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Did she really say that? Grandma.
Germany. The thing is, the fight occurred.
And you started thinking that you really did the lean
I'm starting to think that I really leaned over the woman and said, you better check yourself before you
That's
wreck
like
yourself.
That's like your personality.
I was a child for one, but the thing is, it's like, girl,
I can't even see you as a child.
I can't even
that.
See me feeling like I can go stand over an
adult
and says, you better check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Yeah, that's kind of too much.
It's dramatic.
The dramatized version.
Anyway, I'm like, grandma.
So lean on an elder
yeah.
you can trust.
Someone we said all might, that to say, lean on an elder.
The Lilo. Lilo on someone who you, you know, might have sound advice.
Right. Okay. And so after you know you've leaned on someone or maybe you don't, you've tried to reflect, whether you can identify or not how your learned helplessness began, the next step is for you to be mindful of your current negative beliefs. What's happening now?
Yes.
What am I feeling now?
How is this shit following you throughout your day?
Today.
Like,
yeah.
How am I being, like, how does my learned helplessness show up at work? How does it show up for me
in relationships?
How does it show up for me, like, in conversation with people?
How does it show up for me in my own mind?
Period. There it
well,
is.
Period. When I'm just with myself and feeling, like, incapable.
So engaging and examining our self-talk.
Yes.
Right? Even, it might seem like it's help, like, oh, this is harmless. This is just some little shit.
Yeah.
But if you're having some negative self-talk, you got to try to remove certain words.
Oh, man.
Like,
and it really hurts my heart when I see people like literally
being
engaged.
Self-deprecating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, beloved.
Yeah, beloved. And that's when you have to pull
I'm
out
like,
the beloved.
I'm like, beloved, there's something here.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And you can't just be approaching people like you're a know-it-all, because I'm not.
No, but we see.
Yeah.
We see. And I know some people and I'm like, wow, she really hates herself.
That's sad.
Although you might display otherwise, you got something else going on.
Right, yeah. So because we know us, we know ourselves, and we know what we're feeling, we know what we're thinking, mm-hmm. A good thing to do is to keep track of all of the negative thoughts you have throughout the day.
Yeah.
Because being aware is the first step in being able to stop them.
Uh-huh.
Once you're like, okay, get a journal, write it down, put it in your phone, make notes it plain. App. Just be real with yourself. This is when you got to keep it 300 with yourself.
Ooh.
You have to keep it 300, like...
400!
I fucking hate. But yeah, you got to keep it 400 with yourself and be like, this is how I'm feeling. Let me keep track. Let me write it down. Let me make it plain.
Yeah. And it's just like we were saying,
because I want to be aware.
And although some shit might seem like this is small, that's just the kind of shit that I say to myself because I ain't got nobody and whatever it is. Although it might seem harmless at first, when you're constantly like hard on yourself and your mind and your psyche, eventually your mind is going to be what debilitates you.
Yeah.
You know, that's why we're not able to do shit. It's not external factors that keep you from progressing and moving forward. It's you telling yourself, you're not worthy. You can't do that. You're not lovable.
You'll never have. You're
not
right.
You're not educated. You're not smart.
You're not
pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then you stop doing shit that bomb people do.
Right.
You stop doing shit that successful people do,
mm-hmm.
that bad bitches do,
mm-hmm.
because you stopped yourself. Nobody's actually standing on the outside right. being like, yeah, you can't come in here because you're not bomb.
Right. You said that.
You don't deserve the promotion because you're not smart.
I'm not
going to
go there
enough.
Because I'm not bomb.
Period. It's nobody on the on the outside. It's you on the inside.
That's what we do. That's exactly what we do. Fucking ourselves up.
From the front and the back.
But we're done there.
We're done. We're extending ourselves grace.
Extending some grace.
Grace and mercy.
We have to do that for ourselves. You are the gatekeeper and the caretaker of self.
Yes.
You gotta extend yourself some grace. I'd be tapped in. I'm like, bitch. Go easy on yourself.
Yes.
I'd be like, I'm extending myself some grace because.
Right here, right now.
Because
said.
I know.
Yeah.
Because I need.
Yes. That's good. Yeah. That's good. That's good, Pastor
That's
Mike.
That's good. Okay. Here's another method.
Yeah.
Reality check.
Check it.
Last time that I checked.
It was 5 chains on my neck. It was no smut on my rep. Last time that I checked.
Okay. So reality checks. We're doing reality checks.
Yeah. What is that?
On every thought.
Yes.
So here's an example that we found.
Mm-hmm.
If you think no one will ever love me because of whatever.
Because we say this.
Yes. No one will ever love me. That's relationship in it and I'm done.
Yeah.
Ask yourself, is this factual or am I being dramatic?
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
for real,
mm-hmm.
you yeah. have to think rationally about
all of this shit. Life.
You can meet someone at any moment.
Yes. And they turn out
and
to be
And then it's
going to
be like, oh, now I'm left.
Yeah.
Now I'm left.
And now she's
lovable.
I ran
into someone while I was out in the streets. He was feeling me. It was a vibe.
Yeah.
And now I'm loved.
And
that's
now I'm
how
loved.
You think rationally. I can meet someone at any moment.
Yeah.
So yes, someone will love me. Someone can love me.
And if the reality check doesn't work where you're able to kind of look at things and really offer, thoughts that negate the fact that, yo, that's some bullshit. You know, when you could be like, that's a lie I'm telling myself. When that doesn't work, then we have to start looking for explanations to our worries.
Yeah. You know what I mean? This
Tap
happens
in.
With me too. I'm like, let me really.
Yeah. Figure this out.
Research.
So, yeah. So another example that we found is if you're convinced your boss is mad at you and you're going to get fired, right? So you're at work. You already
you
think
shook.
Like this bitch don't like me. Then what are you going to do?
Job's on the line.
Underperform because you can't even think like you already thinking I'm going to be fired anyway. It don't
right.
even matter if I can come in here and be on time because you already are psyching your own self out. So think about all the reasons that you might like think that your boss is mad at you. What else could be going on? Why else could she have ignored you on that morning?
Yeah.
Was she busy? Maybe she hasn't having a bad day by herself, you know,
yeah.
herself. Maybe she just didn't even hear you fucking say hi.
Yeah.
You know?
Instead of automatically assuming, I'm going to get fired.
Yeah,
my
like
boss
something's
hates
wrong.
Me.
I have a coworker who's like this. I swear to God. She is so self-deprecating in meetings. She'll we have to do this thing at work where it's like, give the anticipated discharge date, where you think they're going and if there's any barriers. Mm-hmm. She'll say, anticipated discharge date is 2 days to snip, but I mean, I don't know anything. I could be wrong.
I'm like, oh my God, sis, that kills me.
Just say what it is and let it go. She's like, I'm always wrong. You know, I tried to help you with this, but don't be mad if it's wrong because I know I'm like, stop talking.
Yeah.
Or like we'll have a huddle and she'll think that she's going to get called out about something. I'm like, girl, it's not about you.
It's not.
You got to stop. So essentially, basically finding examples of why things might be wrong or explaining to yourself why your worries are almost irrational. It's empowering.
Yeah.
Right. We can lower our stress when we do
because
this.
Because it's like you take it from being personal to it can be something else.
You turn it from being the witness and you're just, I mean, you turn it from being the subject to just the witness.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at it. It's not about me.
Period.
And that's on period.
And that's on. Okay. Another method. Take control.
We're taking control. Taking back everything the
we
devil stole.
We got the power.
That's it.
Ooh, my lip hurts. I got a little dinner work done today and she the pain.
And here she is.
The best way to take control over your feelings of helplessness is to set some intentions and goals.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what we're doing.
We have to set some. We have to because once you achieve your goals, you feel what? Empowered.
Yes.
You feel ready to make more adjustments and changes because it's like, I can.
Yes.
I can
and I will.
Yeah.
And I did it.
So try setting small goals throughout the day that you can achieve.
Mm-hmm.
You know, little pick-me-ups. Like, oh, I did this today. I did that.
Like, but small ones like, I'm going to start meditating for 10 minutes every day.
Yeah.
That's small. Maybe even start 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. Or when I get in, I'm going to make sure I put everything where it goes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to leave my shit all over the crib.
Yeah. But also, we're not going to negate the long-term goals.
Mm-hmm.
Implement some of those too. Set some of those so that you can constantly be working towards them.
Yes.
So we found a great tool that might help you in setting goals. It's the SMART goal strategy.
Yes.
Setting SMART goals means that your goals are specific.
Yes.
Measurable.
Mm-hmm.
Attainable.
Mm-hmm.
Realistic.
Mm-hmm.
And time bound.
That's perfect.
Okay.
Again, it's specific. It's measurable. It's attainable. This is a big one.
Attainable is key.
The attainable and realistic.
Yes.
The attainable and realistic. And it's time bound.
There's a time.
There's nothing like setting some fucking crazy ass, unrealistic,
like,
unattainable
goal. I'm
going
to have 10 million next year.
Like, girl.
How are you going to have 10 million?
Or you're working towards gaining weight and it's like, I'm gaining 20 pounds next month.
Hey.
And no, you don't say next month.
Okay.
God damn.
I'm like, hey.
Stop making it personal.
Hey.
Stop being a subject. Be the witness.
My God. Okay, so yeah, after you set a few goals and accomplish them, we're celebrating.
We celebrate.
We need to celebrate more. You know, we always wait for special occasions when we need to be in constant celebration.
We need
to
be
in that frequency all the time.
Rewarding ourselves.
Celebrate. You completed your small, you meditated for 5 days this week.
Celebrate. Something.
You have to reward yourself throughout your path of recovery because, again, there's been a lack of motivation. There's been a lack of persistence. And we're doing something new.
Yes.
To repair and unlearn.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned already, if we're doing accomplishing a goal throughout the day, enjoy some type of small reward. That's good. And when you get some big shit, you got to really turn
up. We're really turning up.
We're throwing a function.
Yeah.
When you accomplish like a long-term goal, like you get a new job, you buy a house, you save $1,000, whatever, you know, like
whatever you do, like, and you know, another thing, we're so conditioned, especially as women, to think that only certain things deserve praise.
Yes.
And celebration, like, oh my God, you got engaged. Oh my God, you're having a baby.
Mm-hmm.
No, because you know what? I haven't achieved any of those things. And there's tons that I celebrate.
Yes.
Period.
Yes.
So find out what you can celebrate and don't just feel like there's nothing worth celebrating or you're not worthy of praise. Because of one, the learned helplessness, and two, society's guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
We're celebrating.
Yeah. And you know what else? Learn about other things to celebrate for your friends. Because that sucks. If it's like when your friend has a new job, that's a reason to turn up.
Yeah.
Like you've been looking for a new job. Oh, you got a new place. Oh, you know, you're staying true on your fitness goals. You've been in the gym 3 months, girl. We going out.
Right.
You looking like a bad bitch. Your body is coming together beautifully. Like we also can't wait to celebrate things like baby showers and shit like that. It has to be like, girl, what have you been working towards?
Right.
What are one of your long-term goals that you wouldn't mind sharing with me that when it comes up,
I'll know to show up for you, because this is kind of going off on a tangent.
No, it's not a tangent.
That's what happens. The people who are not married or having children, mm-hmm. and able to, you know, have bridal showers and baby showers, yeah. we're the ones that are always showing up.
Yes, we are. Hey, we showed up.
We're always showing up, planning, executing, mm-hmm. but then that doesn't happen. Now, I'm not saying this is me, because my friends show up for me. I mean, when my birthday comes around, they're planning.
Oh, yes.
They're
honey.
Making me feel special and yes. celebrate it yes. and everything else. But for some people, that doesn't happen.
Yes, it doesn't.
And I can see how that can be a little discouraging.
Yeah.
Because it's like, damn, I'm not going to be worthy of celebration until these things happen. And what if they never do?
Yeah. So get in community and say, hey, girl, I want to share one of my long-term goals with you. If you have a good person, I think that's a good...
They were sharing goals in the Facebook group.
Honey,
girl.
Honey,
I'm like,
you know what?
These mamitas are blowing my mind.
She knows. So I think a little homework would be, talk to one of your good girlfriends about one of your short-term goals and share a long-term goal.
Period.
And, you know, say, share one with me. And when you accomplish your goals, I want to do something. Like, let's plan something. Like, if it's happy hour for a short-term goal, mm-hmm. or if it's a trip for a long-term goal, like, let's put something on the books.
Let's do it.
Let's make it a good thing, because rewards are incentivizing, right?
Yes.
It makes us push harder, go do more than we would have once done if we didn't have the reward. For me, it's going to be wearing a pair of coochie cutters. That is my reward. She's in the gym working her thighs because she wants to wear coochie cutters. That's it. So when y'all see me in my coochie cutters, you know what the fuck going on.
Same. Mine too is also health related, fitness related. When you see me dragging a little baby wagon.
Yes.
Because I'm working on building up wagon to drag.
Yeah. Then you too will be in a coochie cutter.
We will be popping that Clico.
Yes. That's what we're doing.
That's where we're going to pop that Clico.
Yes. Okay.
So veggie back in on that.
Yes.
Another way to unlearn learned helplessness is supportive relationships,
mm-hmm.
tribe, community,
yes.
gang. You have to have positive relationships to turn to throughout your journey, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We need support systems. They're necessary.
Yes.
So spend time with people who are optimistic. Maybe it's not you necessarily, mm-hmm. but don't hang around your pessimistic Patty.
Yes. We're going to go
to our optimistic Oprahs and feed off of their energy.
Because you know birds of a feather flock together.
Yeah. And
so if you're not liking your flock, get out, bird.
Period. Yeah, people that are optimistic and have can-do attitudes, they have a contagious effect on you,
yes.
right? And this can help you enforce your newfound hopefulness. I like people that are optimistic.
Yes.
Please tell me there's light at the end of the tunnel.
Let
me know that you can't keep a bad bitch down, okay?
Because
right now she feels down. And I don't want, like, imagine feeling down, feeling dragged, and your friend saying, yeah. And you probably won't. You probably won't
oh
get over it.
Oh, my God. I would be like, get out of my life right now. Get out of
my
life.
But some people just become comfortable because it's like, you know, that's all I know.
Could you imagine if I sent you a message like that when you were having hard times? I'm like, yeah, this is probably it.
Bitch.
No.
I would be, it's sick.
At that point, we're not friends anymore.
Yeah, so if you don't have people like this, because some people don't. If you don't have people that are optimistic and maybe... you are around a lot of people that are pessimistic, and it's unfortunate, but it's your reality. Try finding some online community, secret mm-hmm. Facebook group, really motivating and encouraging and uplifting.
Get
in there. Or maybe even some organizations or clubs, especially ones where you can be active, workout classes.
Yes.
I know some people like start running marathons or join run clubs. Yoga.
The classes were a good thing because, you know, you kind of build community. Like you go to the same class every Tuesday at 5:30. Or if you take a spin class, you notice that the same people take the spin class at different times during the week. And then you become like kind of allies and buddies with those people.
Yeah.
So all of these things are really great tools and resources. We got to tap in. We got to find out where our people are and stay there. Get there. The Lilo. Find them and then Lilo, right? That's really about to be a thing.
It is.
So lastly, self-care.
Mm.
You know, take care of yourself. Yeah, exactly. Take care of yourself. So when you need time on your own, because you likely will, take it, right? If that looks, and we always say like self-care isn't just like face masks, mani, pedis.
Yeah.
But if that is a part of your self-care, indulge. Do those things.
Yeah.
But do the things that make you feel good on the inside. make yourself a priority, you know, and put yourself first, your journey. And of course, back to the learned helplessness. This is a recovery.
You're unlearning
behavior so that you can relearn a new way of life and how to thrive. And if none of that works, dial back to getting a professional help.
The CBT, yes.
Therapy. Go back to therapy. But hopefully, you know, this episode and tapping into maybe like, do I suffer from learned helplessness? Is this something that I need to explore a little deeper? You know, gets you to a better place.
Right.
Because we're at the end of the year.
It's here.
It's here. And then
it's
we're
right
going
to
be starting.
It's right on the tails of our asses. And you know what? 2020, we're making 2020 personal.
Ooh.
We're making 2020.
The declaration.
We're making 2020 very personal.
Yes.
We've been loading up our toolkits in the 2019.
Yeah.
We've been going through some things. We've been breaking chains.
Break every chain.
So 2020, we are going to be phoenixes.
Come on.
That rise.
From the fire.
From the ashes.
That's what we're doing.
We're rising. 2020, babe, now's the time, you know, to figure out what you're going to do.
Now's the time to get your feet in the ground.
Yeah.
10 toes down. Okay.
Because come 2020,
then your feet will be up because you have stayed 10 toes down. That's what Ty Dolla Sign said. Use the 10 toes down and you can kick your feet up.
Yeah. Yeah, to level up.
You have to.
Yeah.
And we're here. We're all doing it together, man. That's the thing about this podcast and this community. We ain't alone.
We aren't.
We are not alone.
We are not alone.
We are here for we.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So, yeah, we hope that you enjoyed that information. You know what to do if you're feeling it.
Period.
Share it with a homegirl. Post it on your stories.
Post
it on your stories.
Now, that's what
that's
we're
another
requesting.
Call to action.
That's what we're requesting.
CTA.
If you love it, share it. Let us see that you're sharing it.
Share it. And you know why? Also share because somebody else might be dealing with this and they're like, wow, light bulb moment.
Yeah.
You know, I needed that. So,
and that's the best way.
And we're not hoarding information.
Word of mouth. People trust you.
Period.
Affirmation. People trust me. So share.
Okay, so share. Now it is time to pick up your pen.
We're dropping a gem.
Okay, so the gem this week, it's going to be in a new form.
New form.
Now,
rare form.
Rare. Mm-hmm. Rare.
What's up?
Okay, so we want to share something that you can watch. So we've been tapped into this pastor called Pastor Mike Todd. He's the pastor of Transformation Church
in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I'm sure y'all seen him. He's like blowing up all over Instagram.
He delivers
the word
in a good way.
Succinct.
Yes.
He brings it to you with
Relatable examples. Really
illustrations.
Biblical-based examples. Yeah.
He's great.
He's good. So a friend recommended watching. Is it even a person? Shit.
An associate
recommended watching the Relationship Goals series.
Yes.
And we tapped in.
We did.
We tapped in. And when I say eye-opening...
Yes.
When I say eye-opening, it's a 5-part series.
Eight.
It was eight?
Actually, that was the sex. No, Relationship Goals was eight.
It was eight?
I think it was eight part. Forgive us, y'all. Watch all the parts.
Yeah, just
whatever
watch the
it
parts.
Is.
It's a multiple-part series.
Uh-huh.
And basically, what he does is walk through, like...
Relationships. And why...
What real relationship goals should be. And, you know, we talked about social media and how we make people relationship goals or maybe, like, friends or people that we see... but this is how to really set some firm, solid relationship goals.
And again, y'all already know where we stand in regards to religion and spirituality. So this is a Christian pastor.
Yeah.
If you're a Christian, great. If you're not, that's fine too.
This might not be a gym for you.
Yeah, this might not be a gym for you. But y'all already know what it is. You already know the God we serve in, Jesus. The mighty God. The hand of the Lord is on us.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you enjoy this and you find that it definitely helped. It aided in my growth.
Girl.
It aided in my growth. I'm going up.
All the way.
I'm going up. Okay, hands are going up. So if you are open to listen to what Pastor Mike Todd is teaching and preaching, get into it. You know, get into it.
That's all we can say. Get into it. And then, you know, come back to us and let us know.
Let us know.
What you felt.
Let us know.
And if you already watched it, go on in the Facebook group and then we'll gang about it over there.
Yeah. We also, before we leave, just want to remind y'all, if you want to have us talk about something might be going on. We do sometimes dish tea here. You girls can send your comments, your questions, your concerns. If you want our advice on something here on the show, make sure you send us a DM or send us an email at contact@theblackgirlbravado.com, and we'll talk about whatever it is that y'all want to talk about. Whatever you need advice on. We tell you all the time, we're not experts. We're just two bad black bitches who come here every week and talk.
Period. Okay. That's it. So we'll see you next week to talk.
Yeah.
And all righty.
Same toodles. Place, same time. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.